He said another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while everyone slept, his enemy came and sowed tares also among the wheat, and went away. But when the blade sprang up and brought forth fruit, then the tares appeared also." So the servants of the householder came and said to him, "Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where did these tares come from?" And he said to them, "An enemy has done this." And the servants asked him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them up?" But he said, "No, lest perhaps while you gather up the tares, you root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the harvest time I will tell the reapers, 'First, gather up the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" He set another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took, and sowed in his field, which indeed is smaller than all seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in its branches." He spoke another parable to them. "The kingdom of heaven is like yeast, which a woman took, and hid in 3 measures of meal, until it was all leavened." Jesus spoke all these things in parables to the crowds, and without a parable, he did not speak to them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through the prophet, saying, "I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things hidden since the beginning of the world." Then Jesus sent the crowds away, and went into the house. His disciples came to him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the tares in the field." And he answered them, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world, and the good seed, these are the children of the kingdom, and the tares are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. As therefore the tares are gathered up and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that cause stumbling, and those who do iniquity, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear."